Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And they're always programming you. As I say, if you look into, start with the Vienna group and the Vienna Circle, it was also a musical group that were doing experimental music from the late 1800s into the early 1900s. Then they combined with the philosophical groups, and then they also created the movements, the Frankfurt group, that decided to use art, music, and psychology and philosophy mixed together with the precision of wording, precision of mind control wording from the actual Vienna group itself running the lyrics. That hasn't changed today. And also with incredible use of symbology. The incredible use of symbology as a language, a definite mental language, which we all subconsciously understand. It programs them as subconsciously and doesn't come into our consciousness that we've even been programmed. But this is there's stacks of stuff out there on these particular groups. And they were brought into the US in the 1930s and given presidential rights through the Macy Group to form and take over and create the American culture of the future. A lot of them belong to the OSS. They then transformed into the CIA, still working with the same groups. And that's why they published that book too. That only goes up to 1967 about America's, how the CIA controlled America's culture during the Cold War. It was all these groups that gave your culture. They brought in the drugs with the permission of the government and the big pharma companies that made those drugs, the LSD and so on. And they also were given millions and millions of dollars to train specific people to be the first stars. Their job was to make them stars with unlimited funding. People who could never make a dime on the street with a guitar and a hat were to be made stars. But as long as they followed the orders and sang about the things and brought in the sex and the free love and all this stuff into it, the stuff was all written for them. Theo Adorno was a big player with the Frankfurt Group.
And his work with the Beatles there.
He owned the rights of all the Beatles songs. And when he died, it went up for auction, and Michael Jackson competed with Paul McCartney for the titles. And there's Bob in California. Are you there, Bob?
Hey, Alan. How's it going?
Not too bad.
I read a book the other day that floored me. And there's very few people, as you know, that you can communicate once you get to this level of information and understanding. And it's pretty much me and one other guy. So I thought I'd ask you what you thought of this book. And it's called The Protocols. Are you familiar with the book I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I was wondering what your impression of that was, because it pretty much ties up everything, you know, that we're talking about.
There's no doubt that whoever wrote it, there's no doubt whatsoever, they knew the agenda for a whole 100 years or more.
Right, right.
And they talked about things which hadn't happened at that time. They even talked about how they would make sports a prime occupation for men, for basically watching, basically not participating but watching. All of these kind of things. Which really would have sounded crazy back in the early 1900s, when no city and across Europe had a sports arena, for instance. So they talked about arenas getting put across the world, how music would be used incredibly to alter people's opinion, how they would create massive sexual promiscuity. All of that was in there. There's no doubt about it. But you got to understand too that those things that were into that book were discussed commonly in the universities of that time, especially in Germany and in academia and philosophy. They were already talking about how to control the mass man and how to destroy. Remember, it all came from Marxism too, because Marxism had all the 10 planks down there, and there's actually more than 10, but they've accomplished every one of them right down to the present, where they're redistributing your wealth. They've already destroyed the family unit. They've already created the government agencies that would take over from the family unit and social work departments and experts. But you're right, whoever wrote that darn thing knew the whole agenda, absolutely.
So later on, I guess the Frankfurt School had a similar thing with Marxism, and
The Frankfurt School, definitely. That came out of Frankfurt. It carried on. It also joined with the Macy Group. The British aristocracy got involved with them, like Bertrand Russell was a member of them, of the Macy Group. They also worked, some of their members, including Arthur Kessler, worked for MI5, by the way, during World War II. That's been declassified now, along with Bertrand Russell. They actually worked together. But they worked with the Macy Group. They were sent over to the U.S. to create the culture for America, working eventually with the CIA in post-war conditions to create the culture for America. And they've declassified all of that in a very good book called America's Cultural Cold War, Declassified Stuff. It's a great book to read. All the characters involved are there, how they literally... It wasn't the Russians who went overboard with the degrading stuff for people and sexuality. Not, it was the U.S. being led by the Macy Group who was put in charge of it, by the president of the U.S., by the way. Getting back to political correctness and what you can say and what you cannot say. Now, you got to look into the Frankfurt School to understand who was behind it. The Frankfurt School was a university they set up in Germany. It's appeared, and people get very confused with this term communism, because it's been so misdiagnosed in so many places. It's got many fronts as well. Even the people who are ardent followers of it on the low levels have no idea of what it really, really is. But the Frankfurt School was set up. They ran out of Germany when Hitler came in, and they went to the United States and Britain. And these guys were specialists using psychology, which tells me again the depth of national and people's psychology that they understood. It's way beyond Freudian terms. This is very old science, obviously. But their job was to examine the cultures of each nation and simply adjust the perception of each nation to accept this same agenda of globalism, with an elite, an intellectual elite running the whole show and getting the public to accept it. And they would do that by looking at each culture and then taking over the culture industry within each nation. And this is all documented stuff if you look up Frankfurt School. And a slightly different one for the US. Britain, again, a slightly different one for them. And they ran the BBC, by the way. They still do. And at one time, you couldn't get into the BBC for a job on any position unless you came from Eton. And in the 1960s, the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations from the States and all the other branches from Canada, Australia, New Zealand, India even, met in London. It was mainstream. And they were talking about bringing in a global culture in about 1964. And that's what the meeting was all about. And their big problem was, would they use Britain to spearhead the cultural change? Or would they use the United States and Hollywood and their massive programs? It took them 2 weeks to decide that they would use American culture, which was their culture, by the way. It's not American at all. Everything in America has been given by the same Bernard-type characters that worked with these institutions and the Frankfurt School. Now, Theo Adorno was one of the biggest players. Very interesting man, an utter contemptuous elitist, because he actually said that very few people would have the intellect to understand his writings in his own book. You know, he took over the culture industry mainly for Britain. He financed a lot of the groups that broke through in the 60s to the top. He also was a pretty well a genius in music. That was a sideline of his. Friend, great friend of the Queen, friendly with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, and he did definitely write a lot of the stuff for the top groups in Britain as they came out with the raging 60s and the sexual liberation and all that stuff. Just do it in the road, like the Beatles song, all that stuff, and the drugs came in at the same time. So much drugs were sacks of drugs were thrown over university walls for free. Buy limos, just passing by, you know, get the whole thing kicked off. Every culture has had his head spun around by the culture industry. Now, Theo Adorno says we must degrade each culture, degrade them, until they have no past to look back on. It says, we must degrade them and down through all the sexual immorality we can cause. It says, including, we'll know when we've achieved our goal, when we get necrophilia as the norm. So here you have a bunch of people who worked with another group called the Macy Group. Bertrand Russell was part of both of them, and a lot of other big players. Lord Bertrand Russell, who would use a form of socialism to guide this through. And you would understand what they mean by socialism. Socialism to them is the scientific domination of all of society to reshape the world, to remake all that was left imperfect and make it perfect. That's what they say at their meetings. And they're talking about us. We're a natural elite. They claim they're the natural elite and intelligentsia should rule our lives in a proper function. It's just too scattered right now. It's just all dysfunctional. In other words, totally controlled society is what they mean by correcting society. Now, the Macy Group that worked with the Frankfurt School was given, again, they all fled out of Germany again, just before Hitler came in, met in New York, and Russell came over, Adorno and all the rest of them, and their job again was how to completely radically alter all that was held to be dear in Americans' lives. That was independence, personal independence especially. And how they could wear them down bit by bit and again degrade the culture through all kinds of sexual immorality until standard fare of entertainment would be perversion. We have that. We've lived through that. It's here. And how they would gradually show that the state, through movies and all the rest, that the state was in charge. Now you don't get the lone cowboy riding in town cleaning up. Now you get the SWAT teams and CSI and you get FBI and counterterrorism squads and lots of faceless guys in black outfits like Star Wars. That's how they've changed it until everyone's obedient to the system and afraid of that system. And the Macy Group was given authority to exist in perpetuity and to change the culture of America by President Truman. This is in their own records, if you look them up. This is in their own records. We think, see, the average person, you're born into it. You'll say, well, why would you have a... And I realized this when I was only seven, because I used to listen to the Moscow radio. And there had a Department of Culture that would come out and announce itself, the Department of Culture. Then I looked into Britain and said, British Department of Culture. Canada, Canadian Department of Culture. I thought, why would your government have a Department of Culture if you, people, collectively are the culture? It was set up to change the culture. And the Department of Culture decides what you're going to see on television and how they're going to grade you through it. The Department of Culture is where you get all your political correctness from. They hire authors by the thousands. I think every author in Canada gets a grant from the Department of Culture. Now, the only way you can get the grant, and I've seen the forms for it here, even music as well, and music as well, it says you must aim to radically alter the culture in order to qualify for this government grant. Then they give you a list of things either to sing about or if you're a novelist to write about and insert in your writings. Or if you're a cartoonist, in the cartoons. That's where you got cartoons complaining that the older folk destroyed society by consuming too much. You're all getting paid to do that by your governments. Yes, it's so interesting because until you go into the history of the main organization that presidents authorized to create the culture industry, and that was the Frankfurt School that was kicked out of Germany. They flew from Germany when the Nazis came in. And their whole idea in Germany was to break down the entire structure of society, but especially the family unit. And it was a university, basically. And they ran from there into the U.S. for safe harbor, and they immediately went to work on the U.S. culture. But after World War II, presidents gave them permission to join with the Macy Group and members of the Vienna School, as he called them, too, who were all Marxists, all of them, including the Frankfurt School. And your tax money has been funding this ongoing program into disintegration to bring out the new that will come out after it's all gone into mayhem. The new, like the phoenix, arises from the ashes. And this is all part of it. Now, part of it too is training generations over time to worship celebrities. And so celebrities are called soft power by the United Nations. And it doesn't matter what they do, if it's a stripper or whatever she happens to be, as long as she's doing her job and she's well known by the public, and the public give their children to them, that's a common thing too, then they're used for political purposes and psychosocial alterations as well. So this is an ongoing agenda, well-funded, incredibly well-funded, and even the Census Bureau of Canada attends the international census meetings, censors meetings every year, and they admitted in 2001 that their job was to test the pulse of the public always to find out if they're ready to accept the next push of the envelope as they go into more and more debasement of the culture. That's what your censor departments are for, to find out if you're ready to be debased even further and ready to accept even new, even more new ideas. Now, tonight I'll also put up a link, it'll go very quickly off the YouTube, to a program I've mentioned on using celebrities, and to show you how gullible and stupid the public are, where they'll give their children over to total strangers if they think that those children could be put into the movies or ads for television or whatever, and it's called Star Suckers. It won't be up there for long, I guarantee you, it'll be pulled if you don't grab it right away. And it also shows you the scams that, of using celebrities as well for the big charities and where the money really goes, billions of dollars go. It's never to the desired target. But as I say, the Frankfurt School is something you've got to study, and you've got to study the Macy Group as well. And the music right up into the present day is ongoing with the Frankfurt type psychology based. And so, of course, is all the messages you get in the music videos of what you should be like and how you're supposed to emulate and copy, because people, children especially, copy what they see, and they're too young to make their decisions themselves, and they have no idea of the repercussions of what they will do at that age on the future, their own future. They have no idea how it's going to affect them. But this is the target, is the minds of the very young, just like the Soviet system had. And just like the Nazis had, it's the same system. Get them young, and you can make them into anything you want them to be.
Yeah. Right, and I think as well the parents have had to have been also brainwashed along the way.
Yeah. This is incremental, that's right. It's intergenerational. If you put four generations together on the same couch watching TV, I'd blush for the eldest lady there, because if it was your great-grandmother, for instance, because that's how rapidly, really, since the 60s, they've brought down society.
Okay. Yeah.
You've already seen, I watched a sci-fi series someone sent me, and it had everything in it, homosexuality, lesbianism, everything, but it was gradually introduced over this long-term series. First they get you, so there's only two or three different systems they use to make a movie or a story, and they're all pretty much the same. And you always see people in trouble who bond with each other, the group, where it's cops or where it's whatever. So there's this bunch on a little spaceship like Star Trek, and different creatures. You could even bring bestiality into it because of some of the creatures. All the messages were in that whole series, every single one of them was in that whole series. And people don't turn it off because they get hooked initially when they're not too bad and they're not cursing and swearing and using all the language. And once you're caught on it, you want to know what the next series is going to happen. What's going to happen? Will they live? Will they survive? They're getting chased by all these strange creatures. And in between it all is the stories of, as I say, bestiality, lesbianism, homosexuality, and you could even bring in pedophilia into one of the scenes as well. So that's how you're trained, without knowing it, mainly through fiction and then through school. It's interesting, the guys who started up the Royal Institute of International Affairs - Council on Foreign Relations, because they had a group called the Kindergarten. And these guys were the youngest members of these banking families, by the way, international money lenders. And they took young recruits in, but they called it kindergarten. And they also said that they had to start up real kindergartens to retrain each generation into the next level of the changes. So you must get them very young. And sure enough, you walk into any kindergarten, it's been like for years now, there's a big picture of the globe on the wall and how global we all are and all the rest of it. And that's where you start it. That's also where you start having them go through these machines to detect metal on their bodies. That's training them for the life that they will grow up into. You'll notice the younger ones don't complain going through these scanners so much as the older ones, because they've done their whole school life. They've gone through these metal detectors and so on. It doesn't bother them. Giving out all their data out instantly doesn't bother them, because they think privacy is some kind of strange, obsolete ideal. It just put me in mind of the Frankfurt Group, one of the Marxist groups. They're still running basically the music industry today and entertainment industry, movies and etc. And lots of people in the entertainment industry are still devotees of this particular group, who vowed again to destroy society as it existed by literally manipulating all of the culture and once again institutionalizing into the culture. That means by or mandate through education, etc., all the terminology and the particular programs they'd want to be pushed forward, which they've been awfully successful at. You can't watch entertainment today without, if you can't study it as a director would study a movie and say, now what is he trying to actually really show here with every scene, then you're gone. You're being programmed. You'll identify with the characters, and the characters do something like this or that, and then you'll say, well, you know, the character wasn't that bad, I'm kind of surprised, but I want to see how it ends. No, you're being programmed, because now you will start to modify your behavior by watching these, and that's how it goes. That's literally how it goes. Very easy to do. But that Frankfurt group, I've told you before, if you want to read people who really understood how it is, and were given full permission by the President of the United States, by the way, because they merged with the Macy Group after World War II, give permission to change and dominate American culture, along with Bernays, and work with him too. You have to go into Theo Adorno. And Theo Adorno said, we shall know when we're at the end of the total destruction of he called it, that he hated the existing society of marriage and bonding and stuff like that. He believed the state should be really totalitarian and rule every single individual. But he said, we shall know when we're there, when we have necrophilia becomes the norm. Necrophilia. And then they give you characters like Lady Gaga, a kind of third class pole dancer, and who does what she's told, well managed, of course. Lots of PR, and I'm sure she's told everything to say, if she can talk at all, that is, in the magazines. And she's appearing with these corpses that are going around now for art displays, you know, plasticized corpses from China. As we get dehumanized and dehumanized, it's not by chance. Nothing that happens in the culture industry is by chance. Nothing, nothing, zilch, zilch. It was the same even long before that, when they brought in the writer, the artist to give you the various Picasso-type schizophrenic paintings worth stacks of cash for a few scrolls, you know. Again, it was to they literally said to destroy everything that the humanity thought was beautiful. Destroy it. And so they brought experts, and we all are trained to believe experts. And some guy's up there telling you, oh, there's a nose down at the chin the whole bit, and it's going for millions of bucks. And how wonderful this is, and how it portrays this and that and all this rubbish. And people just follow it. It's like the king has no clothes. No one wants to yell. This is a piece of trash. That's how it's done. We're so easily managed by the culture professionals. And then when they institutionalize it in school and actually give degrees for folk to teach this tripe, you know, to make it more legitimate by giving a degree to it, what utter tripe is that? Huh? Art professors? Really? You are your own champion. You are the guardian of your own mind. You have a right to decide what's right and wrong for yourself. And if something is wrong, don't be cowed. Say so. So if you think your brain hasn't been targeted, think again. Bertrand Russell, remember, who worked for the top groups, the Macy Group, for instance, was authorized by the president, to drastically, radically alter the culture of the U.S., to bring in this whole, what you now think of as a liberalization agenda, to also destroy the family unit. That was part of it. And they've been awfully successful on that, haven't they? But Russell also said, by means of diet, there's your GM food and your pesticides and all the rest of it, injections, there's all your free shots. Oh, you're going to die if you don't get this shot. Injections and injunctions, that's all your laws passed from above. The government will create the kind of being they want. People like Russell didn't talk off the top of their head in fantasy land. They did not use crystal balls or consult mediums. They were in on top planning committees like the Frankfurt Institute that gave you your culture. They gave your parents their culture before you came along. And they can target parts of the brain where it's what they're going after, a gene. I doubt it, but there's certainly a whole bunch of genes they can actually identify that comprise that area and knock them out or switch them off. And don't think for an instant they haven't done that already across the world, especially starting with all of you. Don't think for a minute they haven't tried it and done it, because of course they have. Hi folks, we're back, cutting through the matrix. And if Matthew from Australia is still hanging on, I'll take him now. Is there, Matthew?
I just wanted to ask you, are there any books about the Frankfurt School and what they've done with the music industry?
Yeah, you'll find lots on the net. In fact, if you just go into Frankfurt School and you look into especially the works of Theo Adorno. Because he was one of the biggest players in the music side of things and the cultural changes. And you find out why they came across from Europe, not just to run from Hitler, but it was also that they studied the American system and decided how they could take it over, manipulate it and use it and destroy society and bring in the system that they wanted to control. And mind you, they were complete elitists. They really didn't believe in equality of classes or anything. They used that all the time, but they really believed they were too cerebrally superior to all the rest to ever have an equal society. They believed that humanity had to be ruled by the superior intellectual types.
Yeah, okay.
And there were eugenicists as well, you know. One of the intros to one of the books I read by Theo Adorno, he spends a whole page telling you that the English language was just too inefficient and to really put across his deep ability to express thought, and therefore he wouldn't attempt to do it. Then he goes on to spend two or three pages more on the intro telling you how stupid most folk are. And if you can follow him, then you might have a chance.
Yeah.
But the Frankfurt School was awfully big. It blended. It was part of the Macy Group. Truman gave the Macy Group power to help create the new culture for America, for the global society. That's official. That was a fact. And Bertrand Russell, who was a member of all these groups, also was a member of the Macy Group. That's what I'm saying. They gave where you are today with your culture is exactly where they and the Frankfurt School combined brought you. They designed it years ago, years and years and years ago. This very stage you're at now. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They talked about it. In fact, Julian Huxley, and also a member of it too, and United Nations, UNESCO, he said that eventually there'll be a period of chaos when we've destroyed all the cultures and before they bring in the humanist society, and there'll be chaos there when people are nihilistic and despondent and there's nothing to hold on to, and there'll be a lot of crime and murders and rapes, but that's just something that'll have to happen. He says, on the way. Yeah. That's in his own book, by the way. And Russell said it too. He says that there'll be a dictatorship eventually coming out. He said, and this is probably a scientific dictatorship. That's what he was pushing for. And he worked with many organizations across the world. Many of them, in fact, one of them in the US was meant to recreate American culture after World War II, so it wouldn't be fascist. and there was the Macy Group, and that was authorized by the president of the U.S. to alter the U.S. culture. And he said, oh, this new society, this new system of rulership will be scientific, a scientific dictatorship. It would be terribly cruel because even it's basically blind bureaucracy. You know, these strange lobster eyed characters that are called bureaucrats, and that's who they are. You don't know what they're thinking because I think they feel nothing, to be honest with you. Either that, they see you as nothing. It's probably more honest about it. But this is the system that they're bringing in now under the guy. It's beautiful. Everyone's seeing everything as a crisis. I'm not seeing it as a crisis at all. I see it manufactured scary tactics to bring all of their desired agenda into being. Because as I say, they go down through the ages. They talk about the ages of man. And now you're into the technocratic age. And this is how you bring it in. But anyway, we're living through massive changes. It's also cultural, social changes as well, because that's all part of it too. All the revolutions that you went through the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, the sexual revolutions and various other revolutions are bloodless, fairly bloodless. But it's all to do with changing society into this great society where basically you have to be hedonistic and narcissistic. And in that way, of course, you won't marry or be able to settle with a person. You won't have children. And the population just plummets. That's happened already. And most people, even in their 60s, are trying to look like something on music television. It's utterly ridiculous, but it has worked very, very well. That is just basic fact. So people don't mature anymore, and they basically dance and boogie to their graves. So you're living through planned changes across the whole world. They had meetings back in the 60s to say who would give the culture to the world, a world society. And they held the meetings in London, England, with the Royal Institute of International Affairs, with their American branches and different world departments, branches across the whole planet. And they decided that they would leave it to Hollywood. So they would be given instructions on how to debase society. It's worked awfully well, I must admit, because I've seen a lot of these changes, lived through them and watched it all happen, and it's still ongoing today. Even the gender, it's not the gender wars now, it's gender identity wars too. All that was discussed a long time ago as well. The more you can fragment society from a normal group that's been there for thousands of years, the more you can fragment it, make it into schisms, and they all fight each other, then the more one authority over the top of them can dominate them all. Very simple. But the whole social indoctrination system has been used for many years now.
In school, they're doing this to children. They've done it to us. Like I said, we have been contaminated.
That's right.
You know, and when you read this stuff, this book right here, if anyone didn't read a book, they need to read this one. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they just put it right out here, and they tell people how they are doing and what's going to come, how it's going to be.
And he worked, remember, too, he worked with two main groups that were set up to change, alter American culture completely.
Was he a part of the Milner group?
No, he belonged to that too, but he also belonged to the Macy group. They came from Vienna, the Vienna school of the deep thinkers, they call themselves, but totally Marxist, but they brought over to the States.
What was the name of the school again?
That one's Vienna school.
Vienna school?
And the second one he belonged to was the Frankfurt school, and so members of the Frankfurt school ran off from Hitler. He was going to do them in too, and they joined up with the Vienna school that also came over to the States, and they formed the Macy group. And the president, I think it was Truman at the time, gave them permission to go ahead and organize a new system that would transform the whole culture of America forever, because they said that the United Nations had gotten together and decided that the next country who might become totally fascist would be America.
And Truman, they went to work. You know, is highly regarded, 33rd degree Mason. You know, I know because, you know, I've been there, done that. And but he let him come in and to set that sort of thing up.
Yes, he was paid by the U.S. taxpayer, and that those groups were paid to transform the society and the culture of America forever. And what they decided was to use a Marxist technique because the Marxists already were against marriage, etc., and bonding.
Was he a member of the Fabian Society?
Pardon?
Was he Fabian? Fabian Society?
He spoke at it, but I don't think he was a member. He was way above even them. Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix, reading from the Scientific Outlook by Bertrand Russell, Lord Bertrand Russell, a man who's was in many. He's a member of many international organizations. He was given presidential authority in the U.S. as part of the Macy Group, along with the Vienna School that was brought over and the Frankfurt School to radically change the post-World War II culture of America for more obedience to authority. And they actually they said that America had too much in common with their ex-enemy, the Nazi regime. And that's supposedly the reason that Truman gave them the right to do this. And they did every part of culture change that we've lived through from really the 40s to the present time, the ongoing trends, the fashions, the morality or immorality were all discussed and helped to be put into effect by Bernays and Russell and many others of the Macy Group. For those who don't understand, including abortion, that would become common and would be treated like a normal cold or something, you know. That's no kidding. This is how far back they planned it in the 1930s. And the big powers, they helped shape society up to the present time and helped to plan the cultural changes that we're living through today and have been living through our whole lives, in fact, many of whom are now dead, these characters, wrote copiously about it, what they would do, what their intentions were. These weren't individuals like Bertrand Russell sitting making a wish list for a fantasy thing. These guys were, Russell belonged to the Macy Group, the Frankfurt School, a whole bunch of organizations, the World Socialist Society. During World War II, he worked for MI5. And so on. It's fascinating to realize that it's actually the powers that be, the ones that you think, because you're brainwashed to think, who control your society in a hereditary fashion, even in the UK, like royalty and so on. You think that they would never allow that to happen. But why not? You think they don't want a controlled, obedient society? Really? Of course they do. In London, the city of London was the base for this international movement. Getting back to Bertrand Russell. Bertrand Russell said back in the 1940s and 50s, in his big part, for he worked with the Macy Group, the Frankfurt School, all these different big groups that were meant to change culture and society. And Lord Bertrand Russell said that shortly, with the proper techniques, anyone can convince anyone else of anything. He's talking about the ability to do complete persuasion and be completely believed by anybody and everybody at the same time with scientific techniques. How do you get people to stop breeding? Well, you got to remember, breeding is a part of it. You know? Everyone can have sex, but to actually breed children, a different story. That was the goal. When you create promiscuity, you say, well, that's the opposite. Promiscuity without bonding. They said it in the different schools of thought that were put together to create a new culture post-World War II. Actually, even during World War II, they amalgamated some of these organizations, including the Frankfurt School that came over from Germany before the war, and they were all for that too, because they were masters at psychological manipulation and propaganda. But they merged with the Macy Group and were given permission to, along with London, to create a new culture. And what did they do? Create promiscuity. And if you get the youngsters mating early, you see, for sex, they wouldn't mate and bond. Just give them lots of partners. They wouldn't bond once they hit their 20s and get married and have children. That was the idea behind it. So you create, it's so amazing that this is how psychology works, isn't it? They do the opposite of what you think they do, rather than say, just don't have sex, you see. It's much easier to say, no, go, yeah, listen, children, have sex, enjoy yourselves. And that's what they did. They gave you pop music, you see. Before that was the Teddy Boy stuff, the Elvis Presley stuff. And then they brought in, and so they sexified guys for the first time.
Elvis Presley was called Elvis the Pelvis. I mean, that was his nickname. He was almost like a guy going through gyrations of strippers, the later strippers. And it was all taught to him as well.
But you've got to understand that during World War II, big plans were worked on. I'm sure they're much, much older than World War II, but they were worked on during World War II by different agencies that suddenly appeared out of nowhere. You had the Frankfurt School, of course, that ran off from Nazi Germany before they were caught because they were pushing a form of communism where literally they believed that man was an animal and you can train him to be anything that you want him to be, ultimately, for conformity. And when they came over to the US, they were funded by the taxpayer and set up again. And they had branches in different countries like Britain. And they also took Freud's talks as well, who also believed that man was an irrational being and therefore couldn't be trusted by those who ruled. So they all worked, along with the Macy Group, the Frankfurt School, etc., with all the top philosophers of their day and this early so-called science. I don't believe it's a science at all, but it's called psychiatry. And they believed that everyone was just too irrational to be trusted, except for themselves at the top. And they came out with lots and lots of programming for the general population who were oblivious that it was even happening upon them. They saw the effects of it down the road. They saw psychiatry being touted through all the big media, especially to do with celebrities. That's how they always start things. Well, if the celebrities are all seeing psychiatrists, we should too. And then psychiatry started to work with the educational system as well. In America, of course, I think under Truman brought the National Mental Health Act as well. The Mental Health Act was to create a population of obedient people. That's what it was for. It wasn't going out looking for mentally ill people. It was to make sure that the populations wouldn't go the same way as the Nazis. And the general public, again, are pretty well unaware of all of this going on them. You didn't see the first signs and symptoms until, as I say, Hollywood started big time promoting therapy and the celebrities and all the magazines and experts. Remember what Bertrand Russell said, who did work with them? He worked with the Macy Group. And he also worked with the Frankfurt School and a few other ones on this, and Bernays, of course, that gave America the Consumer Society. They all worked to basically create this new society of obedient people who would all believe in the same things and behave the same way. Massive projects, massive funding, but then what is massive when it's all your tax money? It's been used to prop it all up and fund it. And remember, these have never stopped. At the very top, they've always believed the general population are basically irrational. And of course, that stems as a projection from the paranoid types that run the world. They're always paranoid because they're up to no good, you see. So much so that if the public knew, like I think it was George Bush Sr. said, if the public knew what we're up to, they'd run down the streets after us and lynch us.
From myself, Alan Ward, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.